Mix 90. Oh, helps if I turn that button on. Mix 94.7 KMCH. Before we talk about what Missy McIntyre is up to and how she makes chili wrong, apparently.
Do not.
So there was this great debate during the commercial break about chili, because we were talking about chili last night at the window walk. And I said, well, I put chili and mashed potatoes. Y'all looked at me like I was weird. And then you're like, well, I do chili and macaroni. Well, that's not weird. You looked at her as if she needed to get out of the room.
What?
You're like, that's weird.
That's goulash.
Let's go.
Chili.
No, goulash is runny, okay? Goulash is tomato juice based.
Yeah, you do tomato juice with chili, too.
Well, yeah, but goulash is supposed to have like a soup almost, but it's got the thickness of the ground beef and the tomato, if you will.
I think we need to take the noodles. Public.
All right. Right now, 927-8808. No, I'm kidding. Well, good morning, Missy. Let's go around the room and introduce everybody to everybody again. We'll start with Missy McIntyre. How are you?
I'm great.
Who's this troublemaker who makes goulash apparently the correct way sitting next to you?
We got Christy Gidkins with me today.
How are you, Christy?
I'm doing well.
Christy,
how are
or
you?
Christy? I've never...
Christy.
That's what I thought. Yep. I thought maybe I've been saying it wrong all this time. So.
Nope.
So Michelle is with us over there, sitting next to Missy. No, Christy's with us. Let's talk a little bit. We're here to talk about all those trees we've been seeing in businesses,
yeah.
And we've got one here, and a lot of spots in town. Let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have kicked off already our third annual Christmas Hope program, which we created back in 2020, the year of COVID, just to help share hope and keep the Christmas spirit alive. Again, assisting families who are experiencing some hardships during the Christmas season. Program is designed for residents in Delaware County under the age of 18. So they have to live within the county, but again, had another great turnout, mm-hmm. and are looking forward to how it all shapes up.
Two things. First of all, I have our stuff printed on the printer. Eileen, this is how you can tell this is live broadcast. Eileen, could you bring the two things I forgot to grab off the printer, please? Because Missy and I need those. And item number two, no, well, I need it. But I figured I'd rope you under the bus with me.
Well, that's why I sent it to you this morning.
And I printed it. I just forgot to grab it off the printer. Item number two is I have a couple of tags. And I guess my question is probably the same for everybody. Before we talk about who all helped you out and everything, yeah. I've got two tags. When do I need to get those items back to you guys? Thank you, Eileen. You're the show saver today.
Yeah, by Monday the 5th.
Okay.
So that we can kind of start going through and seeing who or which tags need filled yet,
okay.
and which ones we're good on. And then we kind of go through and we check sizes too, just make sure that, you know, if you ask for a size 5, it's a kid 5 and not adult 5.
Mm-hmm,
so we kind of takes a little bit of time to make sure everything's in order, line.
And you guys had a lot of businesses, some even
we
new
did.
Businesses
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
And with it being such a new program as well, you're going to obviously have that. But give me a little bit of the response of how... From your guys' perspective, it's gone so far just from the getting trees out perspective.
Good. We have a few more trees than we did last year. We've even had a couple that are completed already, and we've picked up their stuff. So mm-hmm. that, like, they want more tags next year than we gave them the first time. So
yeah.
we kind of keep track of that, and we can give them that. And but for the most part, that's gone fairly well. And we've only had maybe a couple questions on tags, which is great. You
mm-hmm.
know, that means we...
Well, the instructions are on the back of
yep.
it, too, which
yep.
helps.
Yep, instructions on the back. So if you take a tag off any of the trees, you know, purchase the gift that's on there, and then just return it to the place you got the tag from with the tag attached, unwrapped,
mm-hmm.
and then, because that way we can check them and make sure everything's what
yep.
it's supposed
make sure
to be.
Yeah, supposed to be.
And then we'll pick them up here this next week.
And gotcha. And get it by Monday.
By Monday.
So where you got the tag,
yes.
that's where you
want
to return the tag and the gift
yes.
is Monday.
Yes, so... KMCH has some left here, so
we
you
do.
Can pick them up here. Just
yeah.
bring them back Monday.
Yeah, bring them back Monday. And now let me ask you this. Let's say somebody gets a tag. Like, I didn't have a chance to run to the store. Can they do cash? Can
they
do something like that?
Yep. So if you don't get a chance to do that, or if you just don't have time to shop, but you still want to help, we can always accept cash. And,
mm-hmm.
and we because that's what the cash is for. Is we, after we pick up all the gifts, we go through the lists, and we see what wasn't fulfilled and what tags were missing gifts are missing. And then we... go and take the monetary donations, and we complete the rest of the list.
Ms. Getkin, tell me about wrapping paper and tape, because I know that's kind of an important component to this whole thing, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So in years past, we did have the budget where we were able to purchase it. We used to get a larger grant that we are not getting this year because we've already qualified for it. So essentially, we are asking if anybody would like to donate wrapping paper and tape. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, we would just send it home with the families. But if you have a tag, or if you know of some trees in the community, if you would just like to purchase some and drop it off by the trees, Missy, myself, or the rest of the committee would love to pick it up so we can give each family some wrapping paper to help with that cost of Christmas as well.
Absolutely. And the stuff that they're going to get from you guys will be wrapped, obviously, too.
We don't wrap them.
Oh, you won't?
Nope.
Okay.
We send the,
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, so we send the, we found the first year we gave the option and there wasn't very many that wanted to wrap.
Okay.
They wanted to wrap
okay.
their own so that they could see what was in them and label them how they want to label them.
That's
so
cool. That's
so
cool.
We, then last year we just started supplying wrapping paper. So like basically a roll per kid. Because you can't go too far on those rolls anymore.
I was gonna say, and wrapping paper is not cheap either.
And it's not
cheap
anymore,
stuff is expensive.
Yeah.
That's why everybody just gets theirs in a Fairway sack from my house. But I bring Fairway up because they're a big part of this, too.
They are a huge part of it. They are a huge supporter of us. And yesterday they kicked off their gift card sponsorship. So this year it's kind of a little different than we've done in the past. In the past, you could just purchase like $10 was or to. Was what we were asking for the gift cards, and that purchases food for them. But this year, where they're stars that you can basically purchase. So kind of like when they do the shamrocks for MDA and stuff like that, we have stars you can purchase, and any denomination you want, $1, $2, $10, $5, $22.
$877.
We'll look for that from you, $800.
Yeah, sure. I got two tags. What more do you want from me?
Or even just round up. So like I checked out at self-checkout last night, and there's an option you can just round up or even do your $1, $2, $5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then those are turned into gift cards, and then we'll hand those out with the gifts to the family so that they can have a nice meal for Christmas, too.
Absolutely. Well, again, trees, get out. There's still time. If you see a spot that has tags on the tree, grab a tag or two, and you got till Monday to do it. I want to give you guys a chance for final thoughts. Missy, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so obviously we say this all the time, but we can't do this without the generosity of the community. And the support that we've gotten throughout the years. So we are truly humbled and blessed to have our community embrace us like we have. If you want to do any monetary donations, like always, you can mail it in to us at our P.O. Box 281 in Manchester, drop it off to PECO, or send it to us via Venmo at Delco Pay It Forward through Venmo. So, and, oh, the gift of change boxes, those are out in the community too. So if you see one of those out of business and get some spare change, drop that in. It all goes.
And who
to the
doesn't right now? I mean, everybody has. I got my truck is off balance because there's so much change in the center console. It leans one way.
I hate change. I will donate it every time.
It's a great way to do it. Christy, any final thoughts from you?
No, I think I just want to echo everything that Missy said. I mean, again, if you're looking for some way to support us, again, there's tons of businesses that have it. I might just run through the list. 5K
yes.
Sports and More, Ace Body Shop, Arctic Fusion, Aunt Emmy's, Brides and Weddings, Collins Aerospace, Community Child Care of Manchester, the Delhi United Methodist Church, DePaco in Manchester, Finery on Franklin, Franklin Street Brewery, KMCH, Cocoa Valley FFA had taken some tags, New to You, Physical Therapy Solutions, Real Deals, St. Joe's Daycare in Earlville, Stryton Manufacturing, and Thompson Shoes. So, again,
you pronounced
of
every one of those correct, by the way. Way to go.
Oh, thank you.
Glad you did it. I would have messed four of them up. So.
Yeah, and like I said, there's tons of options out there. Even if you don't find a tag you like, we do still have some families that are looking to be adopted yet that aren't out on trees. So reach out to us. We'd love to help and hope you help us as well.
There you go. And we've got info on our Facebook page all about it. We're going to have this interview on our website as well. So good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in this morning. And come back. Come back. Seriously, come back. We got time.
We'll have a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
Yes, you should. We're going to have a goulash / chili cook-off. So there you go. Thanks for being here, guys. We're going to take a break. We got our weather forecast and another chance for Merry Mixmas coming up.